I was very clear when I told him. No pink panties. No white, no pink, no soft, soft baby blue. And who's so innocent, clean, virginal and pure. That would be false advertising. That would be misleading. Such sweet little panties on such a raging slut. Ah, and yet when I saw him walking down the street in all his passable glory, hair and pigtail, little bouncy step in that short skirt. Oh, I knew without checking that underneath that faux innocence, that little bounce in his step that just begged to be taken, to be ravished, be devoured of the innocence he did not have, to be debauched. Underneath all of that bounce, he was wearing those panties I told him not to wear. I met him on the street, told him to unbutton his skirt and show me what he was wearing underneath. And didn't that little slut just do it, with a glance to the left and a glance to the right, as if it didn't make her heart, as if it didn't make her little clitty-cock tingle, to be showing mistress her panties in the middle of the street, where people were walking past, and they were pink, pale, so soft, powder puff pink, almost white. Far too innocent for a slut, I told her, and far too misbehaving to be taken lightly. I told her to take them off. She hesitated. I'm sure it was more the thought of bending over and having her cock and balls drop out of those drawers that made her hesitate. But I made her ass bend to the waist, and I smacked her ass for hesitating. Down those panties came. Down those shapely legs. Off those little Mary Jane feet. I took the panties. And I told her to leave the skirt open, so that every step she took, tackle out, every step she took, give a glimpse of thigh, and sometimes a little flash, a bobbing little clitty-cock. Got harder as it got harder to keep concealed. We went into the lounge. It was dark, but enough light to see by. Just enough that she could feel like she could get away with being hidden. But this was going to be a punishment for being disobedient. This was not going to be just some little titillating trip. And so, when we took our table in the corner, I made her sit with her legs spread. I reached over and opened that skirt so that it fell on either side of her thighs. One or two men walked past. Saw a very passable, very attractive woman, their eyes scanning down her body, realizing an awful lot of thigh was showing, traveling up the inside of her legs to, oh my. Some would look away. Some would double take. some would stare. One took a seat across from us at the next table, while I reached down into her lap and squeezed those balls, making that cock fluff up. "Think of it as marketing, kitten," I told her. "Showing what you've got to sell." She whimpered at the thought that I was going to make her sell herself. "What did you expect? Little pink pair of panties will make you innocent." I put them on the table so that anyone who walked past would have to notice them sitting there. And the fact that she was hard now made it even harder to miss. She fidgeted beside me, and I told her how something like this was certainly not one of those things I responded to by taking her home and making sweet love to her, gently entering her with my strap on and stretching her, training her, turning her into a loving and devoted pet. By positive reinforcement. No. No. This was disobedience, pet. And this was going to be dealt with a different way. Doing things that she didn't want to do. Doing things that she hated to do. Doing things that made her nervous and hard and frightened and titillated and desirous and addicted to do. I squeezed her cock again. And I told her to go over to the man who'd been watching. I told her to go over and tell him, "I'm so horny, I need a cock inside me." Tell him to follow into the bathroom. She tried to protest. She tried to tell me no. And I squeezed her balls until she cried out loud. She got up, trying to cover up because her cock was bobbing out in front of her. I gave her a swat to the ass to make sure that she didn't. So when she walked up, that cock announced what she was about to. Before she ever got a chance to say it, there it was, saying, "Hi, I'm horny, come fuck me." She bent at the waist and whispered in the man's ear. And went into the bathroom. He followed only a moment later. Now, what I hadn't counted on, I had an idea it would happen, but I hadn't actually counted on it, was that the waiter who'd gotten an awful eyeful suddenly had to use the bathroom. A minute after my pet was in there, so was he. Oh, I wasn't gonna leave it that long, was I? I had to go check up on my pet. By the time I got in there, there she was, bent over the toilet like a fucking whore. The man from the table was behind her, holding onto her hips, and the waiter was on this tank of the toilet, getting his cock sucked. The man behind her was rough. He was just pushing it in. And I heard her moan and lift her head and try to cry out. But the waiter only grabbed her by the hair and shoved her fucking whore mouth back down on his cock. told her to suck it, bitch. The patron behind her guided his cock inside, getting that fat head lodged in that tight little ring of hers. He squeezed her ass and parted her cheeks so that he could have a good view of his cock so fucking fat, stretching her tight little rim. Have to admit, it was a good view. I got a picture of it with my cell phone. They banged her from both ends while I watched. They used her, they fucked her, they filled her with spunk. And just to complete her humiliation, I told her to rub that clitty cock of hers. I told her to jerk it. I told her to show how much she loved their cocks. How much she loved those nasty cocks, those nasty stranger cocks in her mouth and her ass. What a fucking whore she was. How much she loved being that fucking whore who would pick up any stranger and fuck them in a bathroom. How she loved being such a filthy slut. I don't think it took 5 strokes total before she was spraying all over that toilet seat. Swallowing that load being dumped into her throat. She brought her mouth up and started to spit. Guy behind her smacked her ass, but fucking good, left a good handprint that stayed there for a while, and told her not to waste any of that precious cum. He grabbed her by the head and pulled her head up and made her thank the waiter for giving him her cum. He fucked her hard. He fucked her rough. He filled her with his cum. And when he was done, he pulled out, wiped his cock on her ass, and gave me a wink as he stepped back. He knew the score. He thanked me for letting him use my toy. She was sitting there on the floor in the stall, while the waiter who'd been on the toilet, on the toilet tank, just zipped up and stepped over her, leaving her there like so much trash. I went over and stroked her face, her head, while she wept in humiliation, and told her what a good pet she was. Now she was never going to make that mistake again, was she? But in the meantime, I had a treat for her. I pulled her face up to my pussy to use her just like the men had. I wasn't gonna let her forget her place, now was I?